Chapter 1. Monday. Tom was awake when the alarm clock buzzed. He switched it off, stared up at the twirling ceiling fan a moment, and then went downstairs. The sign hanging on the living room wall read, "Congratulations, Tom." He collected a couple of empty beer bottles and stuck them in the recycling bin. The coffee was already brewing, the timer set for 6. He stood in his sweatpants, watching the coffee drip into the pot, considering a half-remembered dream.
Tommy. Tommy, help me.
His cell phone rang in the bedroom, snapping him out of it. He bounded back up the stairs and grabbed the phone.
Lang, he answered.
Special Agent Lang, good morning.
It was Director Turnbull.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, Lang, looks like day one for you is going to be a big one.
Okay, sir, I'm ready.
Are you familiar with Paddle Creek Tours?
No.
Tom found his notebook next to his badge on the dresser and plucked a pen from the coin dish. He scribbled down Paddle Creek.
They do kayaking, like canoeing, but one person per boat. You know where Rookery Bay is?
Yes, sir.
Rookery Bay was a nature preserve. A large mangrove estuary fed by the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, good, Turnbull said. Shell Island Road. You drive past the Research Reserve headquarters. Down a half mile on the right is where you want to be. Special Agent Blythe will meet you there.
Blythe, sir? He wrote that name down, too.
Yes, she's who you're sharing the field office with. You'll be taking your cues from her.
Turnbull paused. Tom heard police radio chatter in the background.
Whatever was going on, it sounded big.
A body was found in the bay. Everglades County Sheriff's Office is already there. Check in with Blythe. I'll speak to you later. Good luck.
Turnbull hung up before Tom could ask any more questions.
A body in the bay.
He shed his sweatpants and took a fast shower. He dressed in a gray suit, stood at the dresser, and clipped his badge to his belt. He looked at the framed photograph while he straightened his collar. Him and Nick in the picture. Just kids, many years before. Tom went to his nightstand and took out his service weapon, a Glock 37 Gen 4. He ran through the safety procedure, then loaded a fresh mag and closed the action. He put it on the belt holster, slipped the gun in, and made sure the retention kept it in place. The condo was already getting warm as the Florida sun rose outside. He grabbed his keys off the kitchen counter and went into the adjoining garage where the old white Jeep Cherokee was sitting in the gloom. It would be his ride until he was issued a vehicle by the department. He jumped in and fired up the engine. When he hit the button clipped to his visor, the garage door rolled open. He realized his hands were shaking as he gripped the steering wheel. Tom sat for a moment, his eyes closed. He took a few deep breaths, inhaling through his nose, clearing his thoughts. Once he felt more settled and in control, he drove out into the sun-drenched morning. The dirt road bisected tangles of brittle underbrush. The Jeep axles squealed and the frame rattled as Tom jounced over the potholes. He passed a speed limit sign, 10 miles per hour, and realized he was going way too fast. He slowed, leaning over the steering wheel, peering out. The next sign was for the Rookery Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve, and there was a small building tucked into the vegetation. The last sign along the road read Paddle Creek Tours. Tom could already see the flashing lights before he turned into the dirt parking area. Law enforcement was everywhere. 3 Everglades County cruisers, several unmarked vehicles, and a truck embossed with the reserve logo. A waiting bird on stick legs. Tom found a place to park. As soon as his feet hit the mushy ground, he realized he'd worn the wrong footwear. Dress shoes had no business in this place. The mosquitoes whined past as he walked over to a tall, slender woman in her early 50s, with grayish blonde hair and angular cheekbones. At least she was wearing a suit, too. There was a badge clipped to her belt. Tom thought this must be Blythe. She turned to face him, holding a phone to her ear. He waited, noticing a uniformed deputy talking with a woman dressed in cargo shorts, an athletic top, and wide sun hat. Tom bet the woman was a guide for Paddle Creek Tours. Beyond her, a middle-aged couple sat on a log beside the underbrush. They were wrapped in silvery emergency blankets and wore blank, shocked expressions.